Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
The Alaska Department of Health Division of Public Assistance has cleared the backlog of Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program applications and recertifications submitted prior to June 2023. Our diligent staff deserves a moment to pause and reflect on achieving this milestone, said Commissioner Heidi Heidberg. While we still have miles to run in this marathon, I can't overstate how proud I am of their efforts to implement new strategies and continue to find ways to improve the service we provide to Alaskans who need this support to feed themselves and their families. First identified in the fall of 2022, the SNAP backlog had left more than 14,000 Alaskans waiting for an eligibility determination for the program longer than the federal deadline of 30 days. Unfortunately, this delay put a strain on individuals and families as well as on community organizations across the state, prompting the state to respond with additional resources to provide relief. The longer an application waits for processing, the longer it takes to complete based on changes that naturally occur, explained Deb Etheridge, DPA director. Now that these priority determinations are completed, our staff can address new applications and recertifications received since June, which we expect to move through much more quickly. Clearing the backlog has been Etheridge's main mission since her appointment as director of DPA in January. With support with Governor Mike Dunleavy, the legislature, and the division's dedicated staff, the division continues to focus on adding more members up on staff, increasing training, and improving technology. DPA has also rebooted its business process, creating a more efficient one-and-done model, Etheridge said. DPA's progress is a testament to cooperation among many stakeholders, including coordination with the United States Department of Agriculture's Food and Nutrition Service, the federal agency that oversees the SNAP program, as well as the Food Bank of Alaska and other partners, who combined efforts to help distribute $1.7 million in aid throughout Alaska. Without all of that effort and your tremendous support, we wouldn't be out of the backlog, she said. She further expressed heartfelt gratitude to the employees at the DPA, saying it has been a full court press with all of our eligible staff to get this work done.
Two people were killed on Thursday, September 14th, in a multi-vehicle collision near Testamina Elementary at mile 110 of the Sterling Highway in Kasilof. Alaska State Troopers were notified just after 3:30 on Thursday afternoon of the accident and responded to the scene along with local EMS. A preliminary investigation revealed that a Toyota sedan was driving northbound when it began to slow for an active school zone. At the same time, a Ford pickup truck, also traveling northbound, failed to slow down for the school zone and collided with the rear of the sedan. As a result of the collision, the sedan lost control and went into the oncoming lane, where it was struck by a Dodge van that was traveling southbound. The driver of the sedan, 56-year-old Kasilof resident Dino Leet, was declared deceased at the scene. The only other occupant of the sedan, 26-year-old Chase Logan, died while en route to a Kenai Peninsula area hospital. The driver of the van received minor injuries, and a passenger in the van sustained serious injuries. Both were transported to a hospital for emergency medical care. The accident is now the third in a string of fatal collisions on the Sterling Highway this September, bringing the death toll in the last 2 weeks to six. Emergency services fully closed the Sterling Highway for 1 hour and 30 minutes immediately after the accident, and then kept it partially closed for an additional hour and 30 minutes as troopers documented the scene and cleared roadway debris. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
It's the 50th anniversary for the Endangered Species Act, and there are still 9 sea creatures at risk of extinction, according to NOAA Fisheries. The most native to members of the peninsula is the Cook Inlet beluga whale, which only has approximately 331 left in the area. With there being such a low population, it's not uncommon to see these animals be bred in captivity as an effort to increase their numbers. For KSRM News, I'm Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One, KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.